Stella, who her 10-minute speaker was, and she said, "My gorgeous Brian." So without any further ado, here he comes.
My name is Brian. I'm alcoholic.
Hi, Brian.
It's good to be here this evening. Congratulations to everyone that they are here, and they're not out on the street or laying in a gutter somewhere. That's what this disease will lead you to. When I came here in 1981, I walked into the Alano Club in Santa Barbara, and I had felony drunk driving, felony manslaughter, a civil suit pending for a couple $1 million. The doctors finally put me back together and I could walk. My hip I finally had replaced. But as I like to say, other than that, I was doing great. I was in terrific shape. But it's amazing to, you know, when I look back and realize that this thing works. You know, all you newcomers, I beg you, read the book. You'll find yourself in there. You'll grow. You'll validate yourself one step at a time, and you'll keep moving forward, and you'll find that you have an enriched life as a result of it. And it all begins with surrender, giving up, and realizing that I don't have the answer, and that I got a disease, and the best therapy known for that disease are the powerful steps of, quote, of Alcoholics Anonymous. And do them in order. Somebody came up to me and asked me, well, it's August. We do, for you newcomers, we do one step a month. August is step 8. It's called the amends step, as we don't. And came up to me and asked if they could send a letter for amends to somebody that they had harmed. And, you know, I asked them, well, did you offend them by letter? You know, we alcoholics are clever people. We try to get out of anything to confront the honest reality that we have to go to someone and say, I'm sorry, I want to make you whole again. Before you met me and my disastrous behavior that caused you harm. But, you know, the beauty of step 8, I reminded that person, is it's just the preparatory step. And you see all through these steps, each step is a preparation for the next step. It's the prepare and then execute. Prepare and execute all throughout the steps. And it gives us alcoholics a ordered life that we can process. Our biggest problem was we were running around drinking alcohol and doing other drugs, and what we were exhibiting is drugged emotional behavior. We get off that, and then we got to face the music. What do I do now? How do I do it? You know, that first meeting, when that fellow got up there and told the whole group, all you have to do is change everything. He was right. You know, my God, and that's nothing I wanted to hear at that point. But it one step at a time, it comes along. You know, that power greater than ourselves. You know, I had a beautiful first sponsor who told me, stick to the group. The group's not going to get drunk. Stick to the group. Do what the group does. That was my first higher power. And from there, I developed a personal relationship that expounded beyond that. You know, again, newcomers, old-timers, the juice is in the steps. You can work in the steps. You got to take them off the wall and put them in your heart, you know. There are 12 instructions on how to stop hurting myself. and how to grow and enrich and live a beautiful life. I never thought I'd get out of all that mess. Never. I was looking at 5 years, 10 years, jail, whatever, and paying $2 or $3 million. You know, and I'm out. I don't, you know, and it was just the grace of this program that was given to me by a higher power that I was able to just walk through that pain and not, like the little sign up here says, don't cut and run. You know, we can walk through it and we get that courage and we come out the other side a better person. I love Dr. Bob had described this program in 6 words. You know, trust God, clean house, help others. I can't think of a better way that it works. Thank you for letting me share.
Okay, fantastic. Moving right on.